Shanks.
The railway cat.
The cat on the railway train. There's a whisper down the line at 11:39 when the night bell's ready to depart. Daisy Skimble, where is Skimble? Has he gone to hunt the thimble? We must find him or the train can't start.
All the guards and all the porters and the station master's daughters would be searching high and low, saying, Skimble, where is Skimble? For unless he's very nimble, then the night mail just can't go. At 11:42, with the signal overdue, and the passengers all frantic to a man, that's when I would appear, and I'd saunter to the rear. I'd been busy in the luggage van. The northern part of the northern hemisphere.
Skimble, Shanks, the railway cat. The cat of the railway train.
You could say that by and large it was me who was in charge of the sleeping car express. From the driver and the guards to the bagmen playing cards, I would supervise them all, more or less.
Down the corridor he paces and examines.
And when they found their little den with their name written up on the door, and the berth was very neat with a newly folded sheet and not a speck of dust on the floor. There was every sort of light, you could make it dark or bright, and a button you could turn to make a breeze, and a funny little basin you're supposed to wash your face in, and a crank to shut the window should you sneeze. Then the guard looked in politely and would ask you very brightly, do you like your morning tea?
We go strong!
But I was just behind him and was ready to remind him, for Skimble won't let anything go wrong.